Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Ayin Dalet. Ayin Dalet, and let's start with Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, right at the bottom, three lines from the bottom. So yesterday, last daf was the beginning of the Lamed Tes Melachos, the Mishnah, the list on daf Ayin Gimel, and says the Mishnah that three of the, or even four of the first Melachos, first sets of Melachos, which as we'll see today are called Sidur Depas, are Zoreh, Borer, Tochein, Merakein. So excluding Tochein in that list, the other three are separating types of Melachos, Zoreh, Borer, and Merakein. And the Gemara asks, what do you need all three? Yes, in the process of the Lamed Tes Melachos, each one is a little bit different in exactly the physical action of what is occurring, right? Zora, I'm throwing it up, I'm using the wind, and Borer, I'm separating the chaff from the rocks, and Merakade. But ask the Gemara, what do you need all three as the Malachos? Ask the Gemara, Hainu Zora, Hainu Borer, Hainu Merakade. What's the difference between all three? They're all three types of separating actions. So why are all three listed as separate Malachos in the Mishkan? Rashi on the bottom says, Kulan Malacha Achasein, De Mafrish Ochal Minapsoles. It's all taking good from bad, or taking bad from good. Either way, it's separating, so why do you need all three on the list? So, Abaya Barabba Dami Travayu, Kal Milsa Dahavia B'Mishkan, anything that was in the Mishkan, Afagav Deika the Damula, even though there is something similar, meaning there are others that are similar to it, and they're also counted, Chashivla, it's still considered special, and it is counted as one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. This is a huge, they're taking this line, out of context, but just separately, this is a huge topic. How does one define what's the ingredients that go into an av malacha? Just reading this line, it sounds like, by definition, if the action was in the Mishkan, so then it is chashiv and is counted as malacha. We'll see in a minute, Hashem, whether that's going to be true according to all. But this is, at least reading this line of the Gemara. Says if you look in a little later on, beginning of Hazorek, also, you have a similar line that has to be seen in light of this line. Also appears in Bava Kama Dav Beis, but later on in Tzadik Vavma Beis, the Gemara has a line explaining the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, also trying to figure out what exactly is a tolda, what is an av. So the Gemara there says, Hach Tahavi b'mishkan chashiva karila av. Hach de lo avi b'mishkan chashiva lo karila av. Again, that line sounds like, by definition, if it's in the Mishkan, it's going to be an Av. The question is, do you put a comma after, in that Gemara, Hach Tavi B'Mishkan, comma, Chashiva? Some even have the girsa of V'Chashiva. As we'll see what that means in a minute. Let's go to the next line in our Gemara. Says the Gemara, what, so if you counted all these three, even though they're similar, but they're all separating types of actions, all done in the Mishkan, and therefore you count it separately. Velech of Nami Kotesh. So why don't you include Kotesh as well? Kotesh is a type of grinding that was done to remove the outer shell, and that was, even though Tochein was counted in the Mishkan, this was also done in the Binyan of Mishkan. So why don't you count Kotesh also? Rashi again says, why? Because Kotesh is similar to grinding, and not only to grinding, or to Rashi says better, to Dush. Dush was his removing the outer chaff from something inside. Says Rashi on top. Lasha chitin, but you grind off the outer shell, removing it in that way, and that's similar to dash, but not exactly. But they're both mifraka malbushi. They're both removing an outer covering. The Rambam said, or removing something that's inside. Let's talk about dash. Milking a cow, according to the Rambam, is dash. Wounding somebody, the Malach of Chovel, according to the Rambam, is dash. Right? Dash is removing something that is covering something else, removing what is inside. Not squeezing fruit, that is not dash. Different types of dash, but similar idea. It is dash, but it's not exactly the same dash. Either way, Rashi says, "V'lochshonami kotesh." So why isn't kotesh included also? If you're counting everything that was done in the Mishkan, two answers. Answer number one: Amar Abaya, shekein ani ochal pita v'lo ketisha. No, because a poor person eats his bread without ketisha. Meaning what? We said it's in the Mishkan. So what if an ani Meaning this is an extra fine way of preparing the grain before I grind it into flour. So a rich person who has very fine grain, he'll do this extra act of Kedisha, and that's what they did in the Mishkan. Masha Eken, an Ani wouldn't. What does that mean? So an Ani wouldn't do it. Rashi says, first skinny line, Afa gav dahavi b'mikdash ve'av melachahi. According to Rashi, it's an av melacha. Kivan, the Tanale Dash, once it says Dash, it does not have to say this malacha as well. Because this is not a necessary malacha for the process. So the Chiddush according to Rashi is, you can be an Av malacha even though you're in the Mishkan. Rashi says a Mefurish. Ketisha was in the, you could be an Av malacha. If you are in the Mishkan, you are an Av malacha, even if you are not Chashev. And therefore, it's not counted as one of the 39 separately. According to Rashi, it could still be called an Amalacha. And line of Gemina, what if you do Kedisha and another one of the Malachas? Right? I have a separate one, it's different Avos. What if you do Kedisha and Dash? That's a question of the Rishonim. But if you look in the Shita L'Ran here, the Ran argues with Rashi. The Ran says that L'maskana Kedisha is not an Avalacha. The Shita L'Ran right here says, "Klomar avagav dahavi b'mishkan lo chashiv ela milachas hachashuvos shahayu b'mishkan kigon dash v'zora ubor da kol avdiluhu ma she'ein kein b'kotesh the lav hakol avdila shaharei anio chalpito b'lo ketisha v'havi lei tolda didash." Machlokes Rashi and the Shita L'Ran whether lomaskana kotesh is an av or a tolda. What's the svara? Is Mishkan automatically Av Malacha? Or do you need Mishkan plus a Maisa Chashuva? According to Rashi, just Mishkan. That's it. It won't be on the 39 separately, but just Mishkan. Masha Enkin, according to the Shita L'Ran and other Rishonim, maybe it's based on Mishkan and it has to be Chashuv, and it's a question of what Gersa and how you read the Gemara later on the Psalik Vav, Hach Tavi B'Mishkan Chashiva? Does that mean if it's in the Mishkan, it is Chashuv, and therefore it's counted? Or, Hachtavi b'Mishkan, v'chashiva. Do we say it's v'chashiva, and therefore there are really two ingredients? A very crucial discussion. How does one define in Av Malacha? Good. Says, again, we learned out, how do you know how many Avos? We learned it from 39, from the Gematria of Ela, Ela Hadvarim, and Ela. But this is telling me, what are those Malachas? That is Mishkan or Mishkan and Chashuv. Good. Rashi, I'm sorry, I didn't read the end of that Rashi. Look at the last line of that Rashi. Rashi holds, Vade av malachahi ubichlal dashi. It is the av malacha of dash. It's not a separate one. According to Rashi, if you do ketisha and dash, you only chayev one. Only chayev one. Unlike other Rishonim, don't all say that. But that is Rashi sheet. It is an av malacha, but it's like dash. Just like Zorah, Bor, Merakade are also avos malachas. Those are counted separately because they are chashuv and the Mishkan. This is Mishkan without Chashiva, so it is an Av, but it is not counted separately. That is all Abaya's answer. Rava Amar, Hamani Rebihi. No, this is Rebbe Shita. To Amar, Avos Malachas, Abraham Chasar Achas. Rebbe holds that, right, 39. The E, Chashiv, Kotesh, Havyilei Arbaim. Right, there's 39, as we hold, and if you would count Kotesh, the grinding off the outer layer, which is similar to Dash, you'd have 40. And as we said, you need 39, not 40, as we had earlier. Okay, so why does the other Malachas win? If Kotesh is on par with the other Malachas, and the only reason you left it out is because you need 39 and not 40, so why does Kotesh lose? Why is that one left out compared to the others? The Gemara says, you're right. I'm not sure why. So if we go back to Abaya, there has to be a reason specifically why Kotesh is inferior, and that's why it is not counted. Good. So this is Zohar Bar Merakeid, and now we get into the sugya in Shas about Boer. One of the sugyas. Gemara later on also, but this is the major Amud in Masechet Shabbos, which talks about the Yesodos of Boer. Good. Tana Rabbanan. Even before we get into the Lamaisa of Boer, there's an important conceptual idea to mention. That is the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor, not here, but later on in the Psadik Vav, the Baal Amor says that Boer is a malacha shenitzricha lagufa. Boer is a malacha that is not done for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan, says the Baal Amor. Daf Kuf Vav. Kuf Vav is on page Lamed Zayin of Abayis in the Daf Arif. Says the Baal Hamor, V'zeu bir adavar, kol shloshim v'teisha malachos, shahayu kinegdan b'mishkan. All 39 malachos that were done in the Mishkan, hayabem tzorech legufan. 98% of malachos, says the Baal Hamor, is tzorech legufa. As we've had many times already, the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, we pasken like Rabbi Shimon, generally, malachos shen tzorech legufa is patur, so this is derabanan, meaning, right, what does that mean? A malacha that is not done for the same purpose that it was done in the Mishkan, that's Tosfos Ashita, or Rashi says it's a malacha that's done for preventative purposes, not to achieve something, but for preventative purposes, says the, so usually it's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that is chayiv, that is the sheet of the Rambam, but Rabbi Shimon holds that one is pater. Says the Baal Hamor, there are exceptions to the rule. There are some malachas that are defined inherently as malacha shein etzricha legufa, and yet everybody would agree chayiv. Kol shloshim v'teisha malacha shayi kenegdem b'mishkan. Kol kulon hayiv b'em tzorech legufan. Chutz min hazoreh v'haborer. Says the Baal Hamor, these are exceptions to the rule. Zore and Borer are malachas shein etzricha legufas, and you're still chayiv. Shehu zore hamotz min hagorin uborer ksoros min hakri. What are you doing? You're preventing. According to Rashi, what is malachas shein etzricha legufa? Preventative. You'd rather not be in this situation. So Borer, you're just removing something bad. You'd rather not have to do this. That's how it fits in the Rashi's definition, right? In the v'zehu ikar malachton litchos hamotz v'atzroros v'chein chayiv alehen v'al kol toldus alehen avol shar malachos ikar hu litzarek gufan. And that's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That's the chiddush of the Baal Hamor, that these two malachas, Zoreh and Boreh, are malachas shein etzricha legufas, which are not subject to the general machlokas of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone would agree chayiv here, because that's the definition of the malacha. We have this type of idea by other malachas as well, where there's a malacha that's a rule breaker, but that's the definition of the malacha, so there's nothing to talk about. For example, tzeda. Right? Some Rishonim, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes Rishonim about this, tzeda, or bishul. Those are grumma type of malachas. What do I do by it? I put the trap out, the animal goes in by himself. I didn't actively do it. Or bishul, I put a pot on the fire, and the fire cooks it. What did I do? That looks like grumma-ish. Right? It's like indirect. It takes time. It's delayed. But that's it. Right? This is the malacha. Even though it looks like grumma-ish, and in other, and malachas, maybe you'll call it grumma, but this is the nature of the malacha, and therefore it's a rule breaker, and you need to be chayiv, even though it looks like grumma. So too says the Baal Hamor here, by malacha, shein etzricha legufa. That is the, sheet of the Baal Hamor. The Achronim, though, argue on this. The Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. In the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Shin Yud Tes, Shin Yud Ches is the siman about Bishul, Shin Yud Tes is the siman about Borer. So beginning of Shin Yud Tes, he quotes the Yeshua's Yaakov, who says, I don't understand. He doesn't quote the Baal Hamor, but he says, doesn't Borer look like a malacha shein etzricha legufa? Right? You're removing something you don't want, right? You don't want what's taken out. Like the Gemara says, that if you take out the dirt, because you want the dirt, not because you want the hole, that could be a malacha shein etzricha legufa, right? So isn't that similar? So says the Yeshua's Yaakov, afilu, this is quoted in the Bir Halacha, in Shin Yud Tes, afilu borer psolas mitoch ochel, amai chayiv, harayu malacha shein etzricha legufa, tari eno tzorach la psolas klal. You don't want the psolas, v'harayu kemotzi es ames l'kavro. It's like you're removing a dead body out of the house, right? Because you don't want it in the house, not because you want to take it out. So isn't that a malacha shein etzricha legufa? The tirate, and what's the answer? The inyan malachas borer hu shapsoles eno roi lachila v'gam ha'ochel en roi kol kach lachila im apsoles shebesocho. The issue about borer is don't focus on the act that you're doing, but on the result that you're achieving. That's the chiddush of the Yeshua's Yaakov. Don't focus on you are removing bad. No, that would be a malach shein etzricha legufa. No, but focus on the reality. Right now, let's say I have a bunch of jelly beans, and I hate black jelly beans. So right now, the black jelly beans are not roi lachila, and the rest of the jelly beans aren't so roi, because I got to remove the black jelly beans to get to the good ones. So when I remove the negative, I have now created something edible. I have now created something roi lachila, that's borer. What's called tikkun ha'ochel, or tikkun ha'matzav. If you're not talking about food, because bora applies to non-foods as well. Glal kain hu mafred apsolas ben ochel. V'im kain ha-molacha eino nikris al breiras apsolas. Don't focus on the act of removing. Rak dimisakin ha-ochel shiye roi l'achila. You're fixing what's in front of you. V'zeo molacha atzricha l'guf ha-ochel dimashvilo ochel gomer. Focus on the result that you're achieving. And he skips down. He says, "The gam b'shtei mini ochal amuravim misyape kolmin al yidei breres chaveiro mimenu." Right, this soup is gross to me because it has a hair in it. I remove the hair. Oh, now the soup is wonderful and amazing. Right, this silverware is useless to me because it's in a big bunch pile, and I want to get to the forks, and the knives are here, and the spoons are here. It's not good. I can't make use of it. When I separate out what I don't want, now I have fixed, so to speak, what is left. And therefore... And
so when you remove the base, then the base is now helpful to you.
When you remove, you need a chefza. You need the chefza, there's a tarovis there. There's a tarovis there. And therefore, it could be by different malachas, you define it differently. By hotzah, it's more focused on the actual bringing the item out.
Classic case of malachas,
by hotzah, you're removing the mace. The isser is hotzah. By hotzah, the isser might be focused more on the maisa than on the result. The chiddush of borer is that you focus on the chefsa that's left, on the ochel that's left. If you took away the psolas to get to this ochel, so that is the problem. I'll give you a similar discussion, and that again in the Malach Shesh Yichlagufa world, and that is Beis Hashem, in a couple of weeks we're going to have, where is this, in the later on in the Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, right? The Mishnah talks about cutting your nails on Shabbos. So if cutting one nails on Shabbos, let's say I use a clipper to cut my nails on Shabbos. So there's a discussion in Machlokas in the Mishnah whether that is Chayif or Aser Drabanan, but right, it sounds according to at least one Shita you're Chayif. So asks Tosfos there, you're Chayif. But you don't want the nails. You're doing gozes. Why they do gozes in the Mishkan? Shearing, because they wanted the wool. So this is shearing. This is taking my nails off. So why is that chayav daraisa? So Tosfos there says, throws up his hand and says, you're right. You're only chayav daraisa for cutting your nails according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to what we paskin, cutting your nails even with a clipper would only be yasa derabanan. That's Tosfos Shita right over there. Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. Rashi there, other Rishonim don't seem to limit it. The Gemara doesn't say it's limited to Rabbi Yehuda. When the Gemara wants to say it's limited to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara would say it. But the Gemara doesn't say it, so the Ramban, I think, over there, explains for Rashi that no. The point is, you've just fixed up your nails and made them beautiful. By gozes also. Don't focus on what exactly is removed, but focus on, maybe you will sometimes, but here, you have been misyape your fingernails, and therefore, that's the malacha. And that's daraisa, even that's a tricha lagufa, because the focus is on the chafsa. So this Yeshua's Yaakov by Boer is against that Balamar. You don't have to say like the Balamar says. Other Rishonim don't say it. And you know what? If the Balamar is right, my guess is that the Gemara should have said it. The Gemara should have said that there's an exception, as we're going to have later on. Just to give you another example. The Gemara later on, in Daf Kufav, the Gemara is going to say, Mekalkel, all actions that you do in a way that destroys, putter. Right? If you do an act, a malach, in a destructive way. And the Gemara says, with two exceptions, Kala Mekalkel and Pturin, Chutz Mechov Lumavir. We'll get to that Gemara Beis Hashem in a couple of weeks. So again, when the Gemara wants to say there are exceptions to these rules, the Gemara says it. The Balamor comes up with a Chiddush. Okay, but the biggest raya against the Balamar is that the Gemara doesn't say it. What's the Svara? And that's what we just said, that maybe the focus is the Tikkun and not on the act that's being done. Okay, that's just a little lumdis by the Malacha of Boer. And now we get into the details of Boer. Two dots. Tan Rabbanan says the Gemara, Hayu lefan of Shmine Ochlin. You have in front of you types of food. Mine ochlin. Tosfos has the girsa. Shnei mine ochlin. Why is that important? Because according to Tosfos, quoting Rabbeinu Hananel, that girsa says it all about borer. One of the yesodos of borer. The example I gave before, jelly beans. Black jelly beans. That's food. I just don't like the black jelly beans. But you're going to call that psolus? You're going to call that negative garbage for borer? Says the halacha? Yes. And that's what's learned out from the girsa, even more so, of Shnei Mini Ochlin. You have two foods in front of you. But it's just the one that you don't want is called psolus. That's what Tosfos says right here. V'chein pirsha b'nei chananel. Deba ochal mitoch ochal shaycha breira. By two good things, Borer is shayach. Sheborer oso sheino chafetz lechol mitoch osa sherotza lechol. You take out the one that you don't want, and you leave the one that you do want. That's the malacha. De oso sheino chafetz bo chashiv psoles legabe oso shechafetz lechol. So, you saw number one, and borer is even two items that are objectively good. But if I don't want one, so that is borer. And again, borer applies to foods, it applies to silverware, it applies to games. People play, right, after you finish a game, putting back the cards in the different places. That could be a borer situation. Again, we have to be careful, as Hashem will talk about. So, even if you have argirsa, it's not saying against that. It's just that even more emphatic by saying shnei mini ochlin. Rashi does not have that girsa. Seems to have just the girsa of, doesn't say it explicitly, but, right, Rashi says, there it is, he does say it explicitly. Ha'ilafan of mini ochlin garsina v'lo garsina shnei. Right, he says, you don't have that girsa. Is he arguing on Tosas? Pashas not. Pashas could be just saying that you don't have that girsa, but mini ochlin, different types of foods. Good, says the Gemara. So you have two foods in front of you. So the Brisa says something, and we're not exactly sure what the Brisa means. We're going to have four different suggestions what the Brisa means. What does the Brisa say? Ha'ilafan mini ochlin, borer va'ochel, borer umeniach. You could borer and eat. You could borer and leave it. V'lo yivrar, but don't do borer. V'imbir echayev chatas. And if you do borer, echayev chatas. So it's very unclear. Three lines of the Braisa. The first one says, do it. Second one says, if you do it, it's also derabanan. Don't do it. And the third line says, echayev chatas. So Maika Amar. So what exactly is going on here? So, number one, Amar Ula. Ula says, Hachi ka Amar. Borer v'ochel l'babayom. You're allowed to borer, meaning taking bad from good. You're allowed to take bad from good for that day. For that day. Uborer meniach lebobayom. And you could take borer and leave over the rest of it lebobayom. For that day. Ulemachar lo yivrar. But don't do borer for tomorrow. V'yembirer chayev chatas. And if you did, it's an isadar isa. And you're chayev chatas. So that's the first shot. You're allowed, what's mutter? As long as you do it for today. Says the Gemara, Maskev la Rav Chisda, v'chi mutter lefos lebo bayom, v'chi mutter levashe lebo bayom. Understand, just because it's for today, it's mutter? Malachas are asr. Just because you do a malacha for today, shouldn't make it mutter. Interesting, the Gemara gives lefos and levashe, which is the same av malacha. We're going to have it on the base. Same av malacha, number 11. But the Gemara says, is it mutter to bake, to cook that day? Of course not. And therefore, why should it make a difference if you're doing bolware for later in the day? So, Ula is rejected. Totally. Halakha l'maisa, Ula has nothing to say, tell us. Halakha l'maisa. Ela amar Rav Chisda. But, what about Rav Chisda? Number two. Bolware va'ochel pachos mikashir. You're allowed to do bolware less than the shir. We're going to have, yesterday also, the Mishnah spoke about, and Rashi spoke about the shiurim from halachas. We spoke about grogeris. But let's say whatever the shear for borer is, let's say it's a grogeris, a dried fig, you're allowed to do borer less than that amount. Pachos mikashir. Borer meniach pachos mikashir. And you're allowed to leave over after you do borer, as long as you did it less than a shear. Ukashir lo yivar, but the requisite amount, don't do. Vimbira chayev chatas. But if you did, you're just a daraisa. So what does this line say? Rav Chisda says, Pashas, there's no isser of chatzi shear by borer. And ask the Gemara, why is that? Maskevla Rav Yosef. V'chi mutter lefos pachas mikashir? Are you allowed to bake pachas mikashir? Meaning, we know the Gemara in Yuma, chatzi shir is aser min haTorah, according to Rav Yochanan. And that's what we hold. Chatzi shir is also aser daraisa. So what's Rav Chisda talking about? Crucial Rashi here. Rashi says, Rashi quotes that Gemara that I just mentioned. V'chi mutter lefos pachas mikashir, nehi, a few lines down in the Rashi, nehi dechi yefchatas leka isura miyaika. You're right, you don't have to bring a karbon, but there's still an isur daraisa. We paskin chatzis yir is asur min haTorah without an onesh. Tekai malon chatzis yir asur min haTorah biperek basra diyoma vehechik tani bor lechatchila. How could Rav Chisda suggest that just because it's pachas mikashir, it is mutter? Rashi explains, what's important for Rashi is that Rashi links our sugya with the sugya in Mesechas Yuma. What is crucial about that? 2 points. Number one is the Ritva here. The Ritva notes that this applies to most malachas, but not all malachas. Sometimes you have a malacha that if you don't do the shear, then it's not the malacha at all. Right? That is not by most, but there are some malachas, we'll talk about it more in the future, but some malachas, if you don't have a shear, It comes up also on yesterday's daf. Some malachas, if you don't do the malacha, you didn't do the malacha. We spoke about this on daf base. Hotsa'a. Let's say I do an akira and not a hanacha. I lifted it up in one rishus and I don't put it down in the other rishus. Let's say, example I gave, let's say I leave a rishus and all of a sudden I'm walking in a place without an air and I realize I have something in my pocket. So, the key is, as we said, don't stop walking. Don't stop walking, just walk within Dalai Lama's till you figure out what you're supposed to do. Just walk in a circle. And then, once you figure out what you're supposed to do, which the best thing to do is, go back to the rishus where you started. Go back to whichever house you started in, go back there and then take it out of your pocket. That's the best thing to do because then you didn't accomplish anything, you went back. So one second. Chasi Shira Samanato, you ready to didn't it's a daraisa? The answer is no. Says the Ritva right here. If you don't, Hotzah is an Akira and a Hanacha, and without both of them, that's not a Malacha. Or, what about walking down Amos or Rishas Arabim? Are you allowed to walk two Amos or Rishas Arabim? On a daraisa level, yes. Because there, it might not be a good idea. But says the Ritva, on a daraisa level, yes. Umiya b'maver pachas bachas b'dal ramas leka el isurid rabbanon. Kedemucha pachal duchta. Tibahal leka shemakiras chavis bimkomo. Because you didn't move until you removed it from the rishus, you didn't do anything. So certain times, there's something not called a chatzi shir, but a chatzi milacha. Chatzi milacha. And that's different than a chatzi shir. So number one, this chiddush does not apply to every malacha. If you look at the Maritz Chayis here, the Maritz Chayis here at length discusses this topic about applying the regular rules of chatzi shir to malachas. Good. There's a lot here in that Maritz Chayis. But the other point I wanted to mention is the general chatzi shir discussion. Where does this come up? The Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi. This Rashi is before she gets the Chacham Tzvi. What's the Chacham Tzvi? Says the Chacham Tzvi in Simin Pei Vav, discussing the sugya, is there an issur of chatzi shir by Bal Yira Bal Yimatze? If I have a half a kezias of chametz in my house, do I violate the issur of Bal Yira Bal Yimatze? So says the Chacham Tzvi, say other achronim, no. There is no issur of chatzi shir by Bal Yira Bal Yimatze. Why not? Right, there's an issur of chatzi shir by every issur. Daraisa, no. Says the Chacham Tzvi, there's only an issur of chatzi shir by Isurei Achila. After all, that's the source. The Gemara in Yuma Ayin Dalet. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? What's the svar of chatzi shir? Chazi l'itztarufe. It's combinable. If I eat a half a kezias at 10 a.m., so then at 10:05, I could eat another half a kezias, and it could become a full shir. Chazi l'itztarufe. And because of that, that is why even the first half a kezias is significant enough to be aser d'oraisa. So that idea of chazi l'itztarufe, about right now, this act is combinable to the future, only applies to Isurei Achila. Or the other source is Gzeiras HaKasav, Kol Chelev. But they're both about eating. Says the Chacham Tzvi, Yesh Lomer, the Shani Isurei Achila, the Islan Kra, the Kol Chelev, Kedisa Bereish Perek Basa, the Yoma, Ulefi Zeh, Bekol Shar Isurei Torah, Kegon, Hatole Seirech Benazir. If a Nazir pulls out one hair, the Isur of Naziris is only two hairs. Pulls out one hair. O B'Shabbos, or Shabbos, Malachas on Shabbos. O B'Motzi Pachos B'Kashir, Ein Bo Isur Torah Klal. The time of the Chazit Sarufei Lachud Lo Mahani. That is number one. It only applies to Isurei Achila because Chazit Sarufei does not apply to other Malachas, other areas in Halacha. Inami, or the other svar given by the Chacham Tzvi is, Yesh Lomar, the after b'chol ha-Isurim pachas b'kishir nami asur min ha-Torah, by other Isurim, this is Isur of Chatzi. And that's why it also doesn't apply to Bal Yira B'Yimatze, because it's not in Isur Achila, that's his Chiddush. That does not apply to Bal Yira B'Yimatze, because it's not in Isur Achila. And the other point of the Chacham Tzvi is that, Chatzi Shir only applies if you do something to show us that you're being machshiv this half a shir. What's called achshiveh. We've had this in the past. We had it in the second parak by burning truma tamea. But that's but says the Chacham Tzvi, if I eat a half a kezias, I have just showed that half a kezias is significant to me because I ate it and I'm giving it significance. If I eat a whole kezias, fine, then I did it. But if I eat a half a kezias, so maybe the issur of chatzi shir only applies where you did something to show that you think this is significant. But if I just have half a kezias in my house, so what did I do? I didn't do anything. I wasn't machshivit in any active way. So that's why also there wouldn't be an issur of chatzi shir here. Hayo davka ba'osa maisa shemachshiva lo'osa pachos b'chatzi shir. Avo b'chometz pachos b'kezayis she'eno osa maisa elo menicho b'beso ve'eno mevaro lo'amrinim b'zei chazi l'starufei. That is the Chacham Tzvi. So all the Acharonim say are Rashi's before she gets the Chacham Tzvi. It's our Gemara. But it's for sure a Rashi. Rashi explicitly connects the Gemara in Yuma to explain our Gemara to Melacha Shabbos. This is before she gets the Chacham Tzvi. Not giving an answer. All the Achron on the bottom talk about, how does this fit in? Right? Maybe, according to the second Svara of the Chacham Tzvi, is not so bad. Because here you also were Achshaveh. You did an active bow where Pachas Bikashir. But according to the first one, that is just in terms of Chazal and Serufa, it's a little more difficult. Again, this is a major topic, whether there's Isra of Chatzishir, Babayir, Babayimatzeh, the Chulu. Shagazari also weighs in on the issue, just to mention quickly, in the end of Simin Pei Aleph, where he says, why can't you say Chazal Starufe applies to Bali Rabbi Yimatze once you get another half of Gazayas? So he says, no, the point of Chazal Starufe is that it's a problem at point one. 10 a.m. I eat a half of Gazayas. At 10:05 when I eat the other half of Gazayas, I can look back and say the Avera started at 10 a.m. That's Chazal Starufe. It's combinable so that even when I'm doing it at the earlier point, it's already part of the Avera. By Bali Rabbi Yimatze, let's say I have a half of Gazayas in my house at 10 a.m. And at 10:05 I get another half of Gazayas. I only did the Aveira at 10:05. I didn't do anything wrong at 10 a.m. It doesn't get thrown back. It's Chazil Sarufe by Bali Rabbi Yimatze, but only in the future. It's not that this is significant right now. Once I get a shear, okay, now it's all Usser. But it's not that the earlier moment is already Nechshav the Maisa Aveira. And therefore, you wouldn't apply Chazil Sarufe by That's the Shagas Aryeh at the end of Simin Pei Aleph. Good. So that is all Rav Chisda. So we reject Rav Chisda also. That cannot be the Pshat of the Braisa. So El Amar Rav Yosef, try three. We really need about 2 hours for today's daf. El Amar Rav Yosef. Borer va'ochel biyad. Borer umeiniach biyad. Rav Yosef says, we're already getting to something that is halacha l'maisa. You're allowed to do it biyad. With your, meaning without a separating instrument, just with your hands. With a rudimentary separating instrument, you shouldn't. But if you did, it's also durabanan, meaning a basic, not professional separating instrument, is also durabanan. But if you use the professional separating instrument, that is an iser de'o raisa. So, that is number one, as we know, the famous three conditions of Borer. Three conditions of Borer, Ochel, Yad, La'alter. Good from the way that you can make it mutter. The three conditions that you need for Borer to make it mutter, and you need all three. If you're missing any one of the three, it could be an Issa D'Oraisa. That's why Borer is one of the more scary malachas. Most of the time on Shabbos, if we're violating any Surim, hopefully we're not. But if we are, they're probably Drabanans. Bishul Durabanan, this Durabanan, that Durabanan, most of them is Durabanans. Borer is very scary in that there's not so much not so many Durabanans of Borer. It's either Mutter or it could be Daraisa. That's why it's very scary malacha that one has to be aware of. Maybe that's why the Shmir Shabbos put it as number two that he discussed. Shmir Shabbos, he discusses Bishul and then Borer. So it's very common as well. But that is, so one of the conditions are biyad, separating, even if I take good from the bad, and I do it for immediate consumption, I also need yad. I'm not allowed to use a separating instrument. So that is Rav Yosef Shad of the Braisa. The Gemara rejects it for technical reasons, but we do hold of it. Maskal Rav Amnuna, midi kanim etam chik tani. Does the Braisa mention any types of kalim? Doesn't mention it. So that's why that can't be the Pshat of the Braisa. But either way, Lamaisa, we hold of that. What about using a spoon, a fork? So generally the consensus is that if you're using something for separating purposes, then that's a problem. So a spoon or a fork could also be a separating instrument. If I'm only using a spoon or a fork in order to not get my hands dirty, because that's etiquette, that's not a problem. Meaning, if there are a couple of pieces of chicken on the plate, some of them are burned, some of them are dark meat, white meat, and I want to take a piece of chicken. So I'm going to take it good from the bad, I'm going to take what I want, I'm going to take it for right now, but I'm going to use a fork. So is that a separating instrument? So the answer is, if I'm using a fork to skim off soup, the fat off the top of the soup, that's a problem. Because that's separating. But if I'm using the fork just because I don't want to get my hands dirty, and that's etiquette, then it's not a problem. That's an extension of my hands. Or Moshe writes a beferish in a tshuva. Regular silverware, if I'm using it because that's what we use, not because we're using it to separate, so then that is mutter. Good. What about a peeler? So that is a huge discussion, machlokas achronim, Acholos Achronim, many hold that a peeler is a separating instrument. The name of Rav Moshe, it's not in the Shuvas that I know of, but maybe in the Pashimis volumes they wrote it. But the Shram Mitzvah and Balacha and the Ruvos Ephraim, Ephraim Greenblatt quotes Rav Moshe as saying that the peeler is mutter. It's not a separating instrument, it's just a super knife. It's a super knife. So once you just ask their local postage, others say maybe it's okay because you also take off some good with the bad whenever you peel. So again, that is a major machlokas. One should ask their local halachic authority what they hold of it, but that is a machlokas. The issue is whether it is a separating instrument. Okay, so that is Rav Yosef. Next, El Amar Rav Huna, Rav Hamnuna, says Rav Hamnuna, this is the pshat of the Braisa. Bo Reva Ochel Ochel Mitoch Apsolas. Number one, you can take the good from the bad. Bore me niach ochel mitocha psoles. And you can leave over. Psoles mitocha ochel lo yivror. V'imbira chayev chatas. Bad from the good, you should it. And if you did, you're chayev a chatas. So again, the Gemara says, maskal avaya midi ochel mitocha psoles. Tani, did it have any of those details that the Braisa switched what it was talking about in the middle? Ochel mitocha psoles, tlos mitocha ochel. So again, rejected based on technical grounds. But of course, we do hold of that lamaisa. Always the good from the bad for your immediate consumption. So if somebody is about to eat and they want to set the table and all the silverware is in all big mush, all a big bunch, so what do? I'm allowed to take out the fork or the spoon or the knife, whatever I want to set the table. Because that's taking the good from the bad and I'm doing it right before the meal when I want to use it and I'm not using a separating instrument. The problem is, let's say I want to set the table not right away. I want to set the table Friday night for Shabbos lunch. I know I'm going to have a lot of guests over. I want to set the table Friday night, so the table will be set by the time I come home from shul. So what do I do then? So, in that way, I can't take the good from the bad. It's not good enough. So there, the option is, as the Gemara is going to say in a minute, to unmix the mixture. To throw a bunch of silverware on the table, scatter it. That's not a malacha. I have just unmixed the mixture. I have removed the borer situation. Once I do that, then I can do whatever I want. Because it's no longer a mixture. So unmix the mixture, which we'll see in a minute, B'Hashem will be befeirish in the Gemara. But either way, good from the bad, that is the other requirement that is required. Again, there's a lot of borer. Hopefully we'll have a dafiin shir on it. We'll see, hopefully later in the week. So El Amar Abaya, third shot. Third idea. Borer v'ochel la'alter. Bar of ocha for immediate consumption. Ubar meniach la alter. Ulubo ba yomo yivra. But for later that day, forget tomorrow. For later that day, you shouldn't. Vimbira nasa kabor la otzer v'chayef chatas. And if you did, you make it as if you were even for later that day, as if you did it for storage for a long amount of time in the future, and it is an iser de oraisa. So again, la alter means for immediate. What does immediate mean? So it basically means for that meal. And however long I need, if it takes me an hour to prepare for a meal with all the different foods and this and setting up, so then that hour is la'alter. Doesn't have to mean, it just means I can't take a walk in between. It's got to be right before the meal. That is what is required. So that's ochel yad la'alter. There's a sefer on Hilchos Borer called Ayil Mishulash. Ayil stands for ochel yad and la'alter. And that is, those are the three conditions for Borer. I saw now he has a whole set of Ayil Mishulash. He has one on Ma'amer and one on others. But the original one, why would he call Ayil Mishulash for Ma'amer? But the original one was on Borer for the three conditions. Good. Amr Rabbanu Kameda Rava. They said this in front of Rava. Amr Lahu Shabar Amr Nachmeini. I like a bias pshat. The last pshat. About the altar, immediate, and later. We've spoken in the past why Abaya was called Nachmeini. What was his real name? Good. What if you have two types of foods and you did borer and you left some over? Ravashi masli potter, Rav Yirmiyahu midifni masli chayiv. What's the machlokas about? Ravashi masli potter v'hotani chayiv. How can Ravashi say potter? We learned in the Braisa. Chayiv, lo kasha habakana v'tamchoy habanafa vikvara. Depends what type of separating utensil you use. The professional separating utensils, and it's a daraisa. A rudimentary separating utensil would be an iser de rabbanan. Either way, you should just use your hand. Or your halachic hand, whatever is meant by that. Kiyaz Rav Dimi Amar, Shabsa Rav Bibi Havi. It was the week of Rav Bibi giving shir. Viklu Rabbi Ami Rav Asi, and Rav Ami and Rav Asi visited. Shada Kamayu Kalkala Debera. And they threw a basket of fruit in front of them, so that the fruit separated themselves. Meaning it was Shabbos. They wanted to give them a basket of fruit, so they threw the fruit, so by the time the fruit got in front of them, it was separated. Veloya Dana, and says Rav Dimi, I'm not sure why they did that. Why did they throw the fruit so it scattered? Veloya Dana, Imi Shum Desavar Ochel Mitok Psolos Aser. Did they hold that even Ochel Mitok Psolos is Aser? Is that what they hold? And therefore meaning you can never do any bora on Shabbos. You'll have to unmix the mixture always. That's what they did here. Or is he just wanted to like throw them everything and give them like ayin yafa, yeah, take whatever you want. And he was throwing it to them to say, giving them like big pieces. So I'm not sure exactly why, but either way, this Gemara is the source for the idea of unmixing the mixture. In every bora situation, there's a mutter way to do it. Right? Unlike other malachas, if I want to cook something, so then if it's not cooked, it's not cooked. But if I want to clean something, if I want to, most malachas, if you want to do something, tough luck. But bora is one of the few malachas, even though it's so scary, but in almost all cases, not all cases, in almost all cases, there's a mutter way to do what you want to do. And therefore, you just got to know the halacha. Right? If there's a little hair, how do you get the hair out? If there's dirt in my drink, if there's if I want to put the salami and the turkey back in the fridge, and so you got to figure out exactly what to do if there's svarim scattered on the table. Almost every bora situation has a mutter way to do it. One just has to be aware of the issues. Good. Chizkiya amar habora termasin mitop sola shalo and chayif. Chizkiya says something very unusual. We're not exactly sure what he means. If somebody separates termasin, sometimes of beans, from their psoles, chayif, from their outer of a putrid peel, they're chayif. So lemak sever chizkiya ochem the psoles aser. Why is that aser? Taking the beans out from the psoles, that's good. So why does he say that's an issur daraisa? Says the Gemara, and there are about six different pshatim, exactly what the next line means. So we're just going to do one. Rashi has three pshatim. So we're just going to do Rashi's first one. Shiny termasin. No, beans are different. The shalki leshiva zimni. They cook them seven times, and they get very soft. V'lo shakli le misrach. If you wouldn't remove them right after when you cook them, and they're very, very soft, if you wouldn't remove them then they just become ruined in the mixture that they're in. With their peels. Ukipsoles mitoch ochal dami. Because if you would leave them any longer, they would become soles, so it's like a psoles that you are removing from the ochal. Halacha lamaisa, when does this come up? It's very unclear to know exactly how to apply this lamaisa. That's just one shot of Rashi. Feel free to look in the other two pshatim of Rashi, another Rishonim. Either way, this is Chizkiya. Let's move on, because there's a lot more to do as well. Hatochein, grinding, Amar Papa, Haiman de Parim Silka, somebody who dices, Parim Silka, who dices beets, very finely, dices, slices, Chayiv Mishum Tochein, that is Tochein, that's grinding, Amarav Menashe, Haiman de Solasilsi, somebody who chops up firewood very finely, Chayiv Mishum Tochein. That's tochein, meaning, what do we learn from this line? Tochein applies to food and non-food. Food and non-food, right? It applies to sawdust. Creating sawdust is also grinding. Tosis on top? Oh, let's just finish the Gemara, and then we'll do tosis. Amar Avashi, ikapad amishchata, if you cut wood and you are makpid on the exact measurement, and that's another malacha too. Chai mishum achatech, that's cutting to a measured size. Okay, that's a malacha that doesn't come up as much as tochein. Either way, tosis says, beets. Dafka basilka. Only by beets do we say tochein is shayach, but not by other foods. What is Tosas trying to say? What's unique about beets? The Tosas of Rashi here just adds in one line, because it's the derech to cut beets. Still doesn't help me. What is Tosas trying to say? So if you look in the Ritva says, tochein only applies to items that cannot be eaten raw. It can't be eaten raw. And therefore, you're grinding them in order to make them small, in order to cook them, so then in order to make them edible, they can't be eaten as is, I should say, like large pieces and raw. But you have to grind them up, then you make them edible. That's the Ritva, and maybe that's what Tosas means, right? That's the limit. Only applies to items that are not edible, meaning your tochein is making them edible. But if by something that's edible without tochein, I don't know, an apple, a banana, we'll have to talk about whether mashing is tochein. So that would be mutter. That's what the Ritva says. The Minchas Chinuch says, maybe this is even the Rambam's pshat, because the Minchas Chinuch says, points out that the Rambam says, ha-tochein, let's read the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, ha-machatech ha-yerech ma'at levashlo harizachayiv. If you cut up a vegetable very finely to cook it, what's that extra word of levashlo? So the Minchas Chinuch assumed that Lavashlo is alluding to this shita of the Ritva and to
Hetatosis. Lo maisa, we don't paskin this way. We do not paskin that it makes any difference between Ruah and not Ruah. What do we paskin? We do paskin, possibly, number one, we do paskin for sure, the Trumas Hadeshin, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, there's only tochen by Gidule Karka, items that grow from the ground. So wood grows from the ground, and beets grow from the ground. But meat or eggs, that's what the Trumas Hadeshin is talking about, there's no tochen. So mashing tuna fish, even if you want to say mashing is a malacha, included in tochein, which is a machlokas achronim, even if you want to say mashing is a malacha, there's no problem by mashing tuna of tochein, because it is not gidule karka. That we do paskin, that is a limit of tochein. The other limit of tochein is not 100% agreed upon. That's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Shilti Giborim. The Rashba in the Tshuva says, there's that just like by borer, you have a heter of miyad, by borer, so too by tochein. And the Ramah quotes the Rashba. Tochein for immediate consumption right before the meal, you're allowed to do tochein. You're allowed to dice your vegetables very finely right before the meal. That's the Rashba. And the Ramah quotes it. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shulti Giborim in Shabbos later on. So what are you talking about? The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says it by borer. What, all malachas are mutter miyad? So it's only borer, not tochein. So that's a major machlokas rishonim, but the Ramah is mekel, and Mishnah Berurah points out that many achronim are machmer. So lechatchila, one should not rely on this. If one needs to, if one does it, yishmi amalismoch. There's the Ramah, quotes the Rashba in the Tshuva, that holds it as mutter. But those are two potential. So the limit that Tosas and the Red Cross says, we don't hold of that limit. The gedulei karka, we do hold of. The miyad, machlokas. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Hava halosh v'haofe amra papa shalak tana didan bishul samamanim v'dahavi b'mishka v'nakat ofe. Why does the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel that lists off the 39 malachas say baking? Why doesn't it say cooking? Why does it say ofe and not bishul? What's the problem? Because the Gemara says bishul was in the Mishkan, baking was not in the Mishkan. What? Baking was not in the Mishkan? What about the lechem apanim? Mefurish, like we've said a number of times already, Rashi and Rov Rishonim, when we say Mishkan, we mean building the Mishkan. We don't mean the daily service in the Mishkan. Daily service in the Mishkan had baking. That's true. But that's not the source for Melechas HaMishkan. Melechas, and this is the Eglei Tal points out, this Gemara is Mefurish, like Rov Rishonim. Against Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon, we mentioned, holds that he go by Avodas HaMishkan. This Gemara is a killer for him. Right, because it says before that only bishul and not ofe. Either way, so why does it say bishul and not ofe? Tana didan sidura de pasnakat. Our Gemara is just interested in teaching us the first 11 malachas that are the order of baking bread. So it says ofe, but really ofe and bishul is no difference. They're both the same av malacha. Good. Amar avacha barav avira hayman de shada sichsala tuna. If somebody throws a peg into an oven, chayv mishum avashel. So it's chayav for cooking the peg. So pshita, it's pretty obvious, a peg gets hardened. What's the difference? It gets hardened when it cooks, so why would you think otherwise? Ma'u detemo lishrurei monaka mechavein. You might think that, no, your kavana is to be mechazek it. That's not bishul, right? You're making it harder. Kamashvala, no, demir parafi vader kamet. First it gets soft, and then it hardens. And the soft is an act of bishul, so you're still going to be chayav. Amar Abarachan Barhuna, Haiman de Artich Kufra, if somebody burns tar or pitch, Chai Mishum Avasha. So Pshita again, why would I have thought otherwise? Mao de Tema Kiva de Hadir vi Ikusha Imalo. I might have thought that since it hardens afterwards, then you don't focus on the soft stage. Kamash Balan, you do. Period. Amar Rava, Haiman de Avar Chavita, if somebody builds a barrel, Chai Mishum Shevachatos. Seven Averis, if you build a barrel start to finish. Tanura, if you build an oven, Chaimishim Shmona Chatos, you get eight. Rashi, and the other Rishonim, but Rashi here specifically goes through all the malachas. What malachas is it? From getting the wood and shearing and sanding. Rashi goes through all of the Lamates malachas here. Which ones are seven, which ones are eight. The important points in these Rishonim, Rashi and the others, is when they say specifically, oh, but this is not the following malacha. Like Rashi says on the second Y line, but not Makeh Bepatish. It's not makeh bepatish by building these malach, by doing these ovens or barrels, because Rashi's lashon is may eleha nigmara malachto betanur. It's finished by itself in the oven. The last stage is in the oven. So why isn't that makeh bepatish? So Hashem, we'll talk more about makeh bepatish tomorrow. I'm not going to do it right now. Hashem, tomorrow we'll talk more about makeh bepatish. Rashi also says later on there's no boneh. Why? Ein binyan bekelim. This is Rashi l'shitasa. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago. Rashi holds ein binyan bekelim totally. Tosfos, we're going to have later on a daf kuf beis, and we had it earlier. Tosfos says if you build the entire kli, there is binyan bekelim. There's only if you put something together, adding on to a kli, there's not bonya bekelim. But this is Rashi and Tosfos again l'shitasa. Good. Amar Rabbi, haiman da'avid chilsa, chayev achas asrei chatos. If somebody makes a chalsa, a type of beehive, a basket that looks like a beehive, you chayev 11. V'chayev t'lapumen, if you made a nice rim on top, chayev shalosh asrei chatos. You add on two other chatos. Again, Rashi goes through which malachas. A little bit more. Hagoz is that semer v'malabino. If somebody shears wool and whitens it, amar rabachan amar biyochanan. Hatov et semer sha'al gabi behema b'shabes chayev sholosh chatos. If somebody takes wool while still on the sheep and makes it into thread while it's still on the sheep, three averis. Achas mi, and then you take it off. Achas mishem gozes, shearing. Achas mishem menafetz. Menafetz is combing out raw wool. Achas mishem tova, and one is spinning it into thread. So Rav Kahana Amar, no. Ein derech ziza bakach, ein derech menafetz bakach, ein derech tovi bakach. No, normal sewing is not done on the animal. First you shear, but here you did the shearing afterwards. It's totally unusual. So all of these are only aser dirabanan. Says the Gemara Velo, is that really true? We learned that in the Mishkan, they washed and sewed while it was still on the goats. In the Mishkan, they did that. Answers the Gemara, Chachma Yaseir Shaini. They had extra Chachma. So that's why they did it. But we, it's not true. The Kavod HaKasheisya is the Chelkas Yaakov Svarim, where he has 103 Shailas. His unanswerable Shailas. That's what he's called Kava, Gematria 103. Kavod HaKasheisya. So one of the Shailas he asked is, how could you say you're going to be Pater on Shabbos, because ain't Derech Bakach, if the source for all Malachas HaMishkan, the source for all Shabbos is Malachas HaMishkan, and this is what they did in the Mishkan. What, you're going to tell me it was normal for them and not for us? That's all the Achronim deal with that question, but it's a beautiful, beautiful question. The Gemara here says, oh, it's not normal. It was normal for them. They knew how to do it, but we don't know how to do it. That's an important line. Let's just do one more line. Tanu Rabbanan. And by the way, why did they do this in the Mishkan? The Svarno on the Pasuk and Vayakal says, because it becomes out more beautiful. If you do the shearing and the sewing on the animal. Tanu Rabbanan. Hatole Shesakanaf. If somebody cuts off a wing, Vahakotmo, and then clips it, Vahamarto, and plucks it, Chai and plucks out the feathers. Chayev shalosh chatos. Your chayev three karbanos. Which are eris? Amr b'shem men lakish tolish chayev mishem gozes. Plucking a feather out of a chicken is shearing. Kotem chayev mishem mechatech. Clipping it, making it to a specific size is chayev four. Cutting to a measured size. Mimareit chayev mishem mechatech. And then mimareit taking off the feathers from it after it's already detached is mamachik. That is the malacha of smoothing. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Akosher. Veshem, we will continue. I will be now to try to get yesterday's daf up. I just haven't done it yet. I haven't had time, but I'm going to try to get it up at some point early this week. Today, tomorrow, the next day, early this week. Okay, we'll stop here.